Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. Well, today I am excited to introduce author and entrepreneur Arlene Miller, the Grammar Diva, and you can find Arlene at www.bigwords101.com. I'm going to let Arlene tell you about herself and her business. Well, welcome, Arlene.
Thank you, Sharon, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, this is going to be exciting. Let me just tell my readers a little bit about you, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions so we can go into more detail. Arlene is also known as the Grammar Diva. She is the author of 6 grammar books and a novel. Her first grammar book, The Best Little Grammar Book Ever, has sold thousands of copies and is being used by schools and colleges. Her newest book, The Best Grammar Workbook Ever, was released in May, and her newest book, 50 Shades of Grammar, will be released in December. And I know I asked Arlene, and her books are available on Amazon.com. So, Arlene, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I live in Northern California, although I am a Bostonian originally. I have 2 grown kids, and I live with a Chihuahua. I have been creating things since I was about 5 or 6. The first thing I ever wrote was a musical called Babes in Toyland for my friends and me when I was a little kid, and we performed it for our mothers. And ever since then, I've been dabbling in this and that. I wrote poetry as an anxious teenager. I wrote song lyrics. And I've always been a writer. What got me into writing was actually music. I got so interested in pop music in my teens that I was writing song lyrics, and I said, well, if I don't make it as a songwriter, I really want to write for a Billboard magazine or music magazine. So then when I went to college, I majored in journalism way back and never ended up writing for a music magazine, but eventually ended up as a technical writer when in the big computer boom. Then I didn't really want to become technical, so I moved over to copy editing. And then I had my kids, stayed home for a while and did some copy editing, some freelancing. Then I got divorced and needed to make a living. So people said, oh, become a teacher. So about 12 years ago, I went back and got a teaching credential. And I taught English for 11 years, and I just retired from that, although my first book was in 2010, so I've kind of been doing that on the side. And now I am a full-time entrepreneur, and I have always wanted my own business.
And this is the time of your life to do it.
It is. My financial advisor said to me when I last saw her, failure is not an option for you. So I'm writing and going for it.
Good for you. Well, tell us about your business, and how did you choose your business, or did it choose you?
It chose me. I do believe in planning, but I think more than that, I just kind of go where things take me, kind of in between planning and just kind of seeing where it goes. I had thought about writing a book, gosh, for years. I remember starting a dieting book years and years ago. And I also remember I always wanted to write a book about only children because I'm an only child. And I still think it's a great idea, but I have never done it. And I was copy editing, and then once I became a teacher, I noticed that people made the same grammar mistakes over and over again. And I guess I was thinking about it, and one day I just said, you know, I think I'll write a small, fun grammar book that's not really a textbook, not a long book, about just those common issues to help people. And I outlined it, and then it sat. I was teaching full-time at the time, and it sat for probably a few years. And then finally, I wrote it and released it in May 2010. I didn't really know what I was going to do with it at the time. It was sort of a business, but really what kind of a business was it? And I didn't really think about writing another grammar book, which I ended up doing and several times over. A few years ago, I took a starting a business class sponsored by the Small Business Administration and a local college, and we had to write a business plan, and I still couldn't really figure out what exactly the business was going to be, but I did write a business plan. As a result, I got a free business advisor who I still have. I do some copy editing. I do a little bit of corporate workshops, although I haven't really marketed that. So right now, it seems that I like writing the books the most. So book sales is currently the biggest part of the business. That seems to be what I like to do. But it could take another turn.
How do you market your book?
Oh, boy. This is marketing is a very difficult thing. Writing them is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to admit this, but I have pretty much the same, probably 6 or 8 page to-do list that I had in 2010 when I started this. And most of it is marketing. You just can't do it all. There are things that I really want to do, and it's just so overwhelming. I'd say mostly I do social media. It works fairly well. I launch my books at the local bookstore. We have a woman in my writing group who distributes our books to about 20 local coffee shops, gyms, wherever she can get the books in, and they sell there. Social media, mainly probably LinkedIn. And I also write a blog, and that seems to stir up some interest. On Amazon, if you're writing nonfiction, they market themselves, because if somebody wants a grammar book, they don't really care who I am or who writes it. They're looking for a grammar book, they're going to search grammar. You know, I got a good title, I got a bright cover, so they sell. And it's, you know, people have good reviews. So, social media. I don't know what I would do without social media.
I don't know how we got along without it in small business, do you?
I have no idea, because I don't like making phone calls, so that would not work.
I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Arlene Miller, the Grammar Diva, and you can find Arlene at bigwords101.com. Let me ask you this. What do you find most satisfying about your business?
Easy one. Working for myself. I have always wanted my own business. I just never really liked the 9-to-5 and the teaching. It never seemed quite right for me. You know, when I was done with I wanted control over my work. When I was done with my work, I wanted to go home. And I kind of started a couple of businesses that didn't really do anything. For a while, I was trying to sell old books on Amazon. Decades ago, I was trying to get into the mail order thing. And then I tried to sell cosmetics. Finally, I hit upon this. Just working for myself, being responsible for my time, is just the best thing. The satisfying thing is just being able to make my own choices and see my own success.
The women listening out there who are thinking of writing a book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, and they're thinking about self-publishing it, what would you say to them?
I would say definitely do it. Absolutely do it. Don't worry about getting a traditional big publisher any longer. I thought about it at first. With my first book, I started to look up publishers, and there were just so many of them. And I finally said, I don't want to wait 3 years for this book to get out. And with self-publishing, you can get it out much faster. It is more difficult to market fiction, but it can be done. There are lots of success stories with self-publishing. There's wonderful books about self-publishing. There are forums online. And make sure you write a good book. Who publishes it, just make sure it's a good book. Use an editor. Use a good page designer. Use people to help you, because you really can't do it all on your own. There's lots of resources out there, and if you make it a quality book, there'll be an audience. Don't hesitate to self-publish a book. There is really little stigma against it anymore. Lots of big writers have switched from traditional publishing to self-publishing. And if you've got a nonfiction book, it's even easier to market a self-published book.
Tell me what your definition of a good book is. You bring up a good point. What's your definition of a good book, and what do you think readers are looking for in a book, whether it's your grammar book or a nonfiction book in general?
The most important thing is a quality book. Just because it's self-published does not give you the license to have typos and mistakes. That used to be the hallmark of a self-published book. It was the quality. It was always the quality, just wasn't what the big publishers put out. But the big publishers have laid off their editors, and you can find typos and mistakes in their books. So a quality book, hire an editor. You need somebody to look at it. Have beta readers, have friends look at it, have people give you criticisms, especially of a novel. Become an expert if you're doing either fiction or nonfiction. Have a platform. Have a cause. How is it helping people, even if it's a novel? So a good book is a quality book that's got a well-designed cover, that's got well-designed interior, that's easy to read, that is free or almost free of typos, grammatical mistakes, just a quality book. Do some research. If there's other books like yours, there's probably an audience. But try to make yours just a little different. Do research into the price just by looking at similar books. Go to a bookstore, go online, and price the book well and put out a quality product.
Tell us, Arlene, about your website and your blog and your books.
Okay. Well, my website, I have a web designer. The first couple of times I did a website, I attempted to do it myself, and it was kind of eh. And I found a web designer, so he has been maintaining it, although I can go and do updates myself. It's at www, as you said, bigwords101.com. It will be updated soon with my Grammar Diva title and my new logo and mobile friendly. It's got information about all my books. I've got the best little grammar book ever. Then a book called Correct Me If I'm Wrong, which is another grammar book that I would never have written, except a Facebook friend of mine said she had a dream that I wrote a book called Correct Me If I'm Wrong. So I said, oh, well, it's a good title, I'll do it. So I did another grammar book. And then I have a book that is a compilation of some of the grammar lessons I made up and taught my students that a student teacher of mine thought I should put together in a book. So I got that one. Then I have the Great Grammar Cheat Sheet, which is just an ebook, and it's a really like a 40 or 50 page best little grammar book that's really got just the major grammar, punctuation, writing issues. Then I've got the workbook, which is a big book. It's a workbook. It's got lots of tests, quizzes, exercises. All the answers are at the back. And all of those books are available on my website as PDFs. And there's all the links to Amazon and how you can order bulk quantities if you want them for a class or a business. And there's a bit about me, and there's information about my workshop, and there's testimonials, and then there is my blog. When I first wrote my first book, I guess everybody said, oh, you wrote a book, you need to have a blog. And I didn't know how to do a blog or where to do a blog. It waited until I got this particular website, and my web designer put it right on the website. It's a special page. Told me how to send out from my website, send out to my list. I've been doing the blog since the beginning of 2013. I put out a post once a week, sometime on the weekend. I don't think I've missed one yet. And as a matter of fact, my 50 Shades of Grammar book, which is coming out in December, is a compilation of 50 of what I consider my best blog posts. So I just went through the book, it's going to the designer, and I think it's pretty good. It's got grammar, it's got punctuation, it's got things about words, it's got holiday posts, it's got all kinds of things. And the blog gets a lot of positive action. I put it out on all the social media, and hopefully it translates into sales, something that I consistently do, and I think it's well-received and important to do.
And it's right there on Big Words 101, right?
It is. There's a tab that says blog, so you can look at it on social media, or there's also a page where you can sign up to receive it by email.
Arlene, when you look into the future, into your crystal ball, tell me, what does your business look like, let's say, in 5 years from now?
I still have a list of books that I want to do. I've got probably, well, I wrote a novel a few years ago during November, which is National Novel Writing Month, called NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, where it's an online national program. People want to write a book, it's almost November, and look up that website, it's time to write a novel. And the aim is to write a 50,000-word novel in 1 month. And if you do, you win, which means you can print out a certificate, and you've got either a novel or a good start to a novel. So the one novel that I wrote, which was my first fiction ever without any training, I did, I think, in 2011, and I did put it on Kindle, and it is available on Amazon. And I want to do some sequels to that. But I have lots of things I still want to write. I may expand the workshops. I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm definitely going to write more books.
And you do workshops and speaking, too, don't you?
I do, and I really enjoy that, which is an odd thing. Anybody who thinks that they cannot speak in public, which is most people, you can. I'm the shyest person ever. I didn't speak all through my school years at all. I never thought I could speak in public, and I belong to a large writing group, part of California Writers. And the president a few years ago said, oh, could you give us a lesson on speaking with a mic? And I looked at her as if she were crazy and said, I'm the grammar person, I don't talk. I don't know how she got the idea that I could do this, but I did it. Her faith in me, I said, wow, I can speak in public. And then I did some talks at my local bookstore, and I did a talk at my publishing group and for some other groups, and I discovered, wow, I really like speaking. Actually, my last book launch in May for the workbook was the first time I really did a 35 or 40-minute speech and by myself without making it like an interactive quiz that I used to do. It was funny. I said, wow, this is good. I've done some Rotary groups and community groups, and one of them said, oh, you should be a stand-up comic, and this is just astounding that I can speak in front of a group. So,
well, it goes hand in hand with your writing, doesn't it, and your marketing?
It does.
What words of wisdom would you give entrepreneurs and potential authors?
Don't hesitate. Do it. But then on the other hand, you can't rush it. But if you're ready, do it. Find people to support you. I think that's important. I joined a writing group. I joined a publishing group. And it's really important to have those people to support you, both you support each other and for finding people to help you do the things that you can't do. So I would say join a group of like-minded people. It's really important, and possibly even an entrepreneurial group, a start your own business group, take a class on it, make a business plan, see kind of where you're going. Learn all you can and get support from like-minded people, and it's also fun, even if you're not a joiner, because I was never a joiner, but I really enjoy my publishing group and my writing group too, and I've never had probably as many friends as I do now, that I'm doing my own thing and that I have some people who are doing pretty much, you know, similar things that I am doing, and we support each other.
Well, Arlene Miller, thank you so very much for sharing your wisdom with us. We truly appreciate it. I hope we can do this again, and we're going to keep track of all your books. We're going to follow you on Amazon on your author page. We wish you all the best, and thank you for taking your time to share your wisdom with us.
And thank you for asking me, and it was my pleasure, and keep looking for my books and keep writing your own.
Again, I'm going to say thank you, Arlene Miller of BigWords101.com. That's www.bigwords101.com for sharing her story with us today. We truly appreciate it. Well, a reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success radio programs 24/7 right on your computer and on iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products, SharonMichaels.com. And again, I'm going to thank author and entrepreneur Arlene Miller for being our very special guest. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you, And until next time, enjoy all of your successes, and thank you so very much for listening.